If you like this podcast and would like to support us, please rate, comment, and subscribe.
And also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
And now it's time to get a unique slant on current events from your favorite half Asian couple. Get ready to know what's happening in the world today with your hosts, Shane and Nico.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Oh wow, you're more organized than I thought I was gonna say everything.
Oh,
but then you were like actually doing something about it. So, oh, because usually we're just like, oh,
well, I can sit here.
I guess we're live.
You can do the intro. Go ahead.
No, you can do the intro.
All right. Well, thanks for introducing us. My name is Shane.
And I'm Nico.
And this is episode 45 of our lovely podcast called What's Happening.
It's not called Russia,
yes,
even though Russia's right there.
It's not called Russia. It's not called France. Can you see that? France?
You know what's funny? I just said it's not called Russia, but then on your shirt it says Russian.
Russian circles, yeah.
But the only part they could probably see is that it says Russian.
Yeah, or this little thing right here. Anyone who's listening to this, like, this little thing, what are they talking about?
Yeah, if you're listening to this on podcast land, I'm sorry.
this little light of mine, I'm going to let
all right, we got a lot of topics to go through.
Oh, yeah, so. You're right. So, yeah, it's funny because every time we do these, you think that the news isn't going to get any, like, you know.
Weirder?
Yeah.
But then it gets weirder anyway.
Yeah, every time. But yeah, so this first thing that we're going to talk about is something I haven't even actually watched.
This is mostly just to hear Shane react to this.
Yeah, because I've seen it on Twitter, but I don't know. I guess
you
never
didn't click on it.
Click on it. It just didn't, like, whatever. But then she was like, "No, you got to listen to it." So I was like, "All right, whatever. Let's do it on the show." So
I really want to hear your reaction to this. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. This is like one of your things. Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I'm like, I found something really terrible. Can't wait to show him.
All right, so here is the first thing. You tweeted that voice sounds so obnoxiously entitled, especially the emphasis on educational rights.
What, are you going to start reading all my tweets in a monotone voice? That's what our podcast is.
That voice sounds so obnoxiously entitled, especially the emphasis on educational rights.
Thanks, Siri.
All right, so here we go.
She's a member of Iowa Students Action, which is a progressive advocacy group. Kieran, what's your question for Mr. Steyer?
In Iowa, higher education is in crisis. The Iowa Board of Regents hikes tuition.
I don't know why, but she's really emphasizing on the last words. Like in Iowa, the education system is like that. It's just anyway.
Oh, by the way, okay, sorry. So if you're listening to this, this is a clip from the town hall with Tom Steyer.
Yeah, Steyer, whatever.
Steyer?
Yeah.
Yeah, presidential candidate for the Democrats. And they're taking a question from the audience, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Year after year, shifting the burden of funding public universities onto students' backs. This model is being repeated at almost every public university system across the country, and it ain't right. How does your vision for free college ensure that states can't take?
Man, Tom's really focused on what she's trying. Like, she's saying things, and he's just like, "Okay, I got to make sure I have my. What is my talking point?"
He looks like he wants to die.
Yeah, I mean, he is old though, so you know, he could just drop dead at any time.
Wow. Right?
Educational rights away from students, especially formerly incarcerated and undocumented students.
So, Kieran, I'm watching this. I've been traveling around the United States.
Man, it sounded like he didn't, like, because I was saying before, like, you know, he's really focused on what she's saying and, you know, trying to get that talking point in.
Yeah.
But then when she was done talking, maybe because he didn't realize that she was done talking, because mm-hmm. I thought she was going to say more, but then she stopped talking. And he was like, oh, fuck. Okay, so he didn't know what to say. Yeah. He's just like, well, shit, what do I do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, I don't even know what to say. Like, like I don't even know what to say because I was just really focused on her, the way she was enunciating her words. She was very passionate with, you know.
Doesn't she look like Beto?
What? Not really. She,
are you kidding me?
Because Beto's like really kind of like his face is super like.
Yeah, so was hers.
Hers seemed more like.
A lot of other people agreed with me.
Oh, so. Well, shows right
now. She looks like a female Beto, younger Beto.
Yeah. I don't know, but she seemed like she was really, you know, she really wanted to know the answer to what are you going to do about education or something?
See, but like, how else would you answer that to be like something like with a satisfied answer, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna put $3 trillion into your college.
I mean, isn't he a billionaire, Tom Steyer? Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't even know who he is.
Isn't he one of the people where they're like, oh, we're gonna tax the billionaires, but you know, we're gonna tax them
probably. That's a popular popular thing to do.
I'm surprised she didn't be like, so can we just like, can you just say that you're gonna implement a plan where you yourself get taxed 95% of your income? He's like, oh no, we're not doing that. Oh hell no. I want my money. You, on the other hand, you ain't getting shit. You ain't getting my money. No, fuck you. I earn my money. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. She, to me, it seemed like she just went up there looking for like a round of applause.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Didn't look like she really cared about the issue.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know how he answered, you know, I don't know if he gave a good answer or not. I have
probably
no
some bullshit answer that politicians do, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, I've been looking. You know, I've been looking at everything in this country that needs to be done because I can tell you right now, Donald Trump ain't going to do anything because, you know, it's all about Donald Trump.
You think that's what he's going to say?
I mean, I would think, right?
Probably.
I don't know.
I guess that is one way to, if you're a Democrat, you can answer every question by saying like, well, Donald Trump didn't do this. And then just don't even answer the question.
Well,
and you'll get away with that.
That's Kamala Harris's strategy. And it's working out great for her. You know,
because
She's going down in the polls.
But she's a black woman, half black woman.
My prediction that she was going to be the nominee is looking very bad right now.
I know. I thought you were supposed to always be right.
Well, you know, first time for everything, I guess. Anyway, so let's move on from that.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because I honestly, no, I don't know what to say to that because I was just.
I thought you'd get more angry, but that's too bad.
I wasn't angry. I was just like.
Maybe you're just over it now. Well,
yeah, that too. But I wasn't expecting her to just be like that because she was very like, you know, she sounded like Valley Girl almost in a sort of way. She was like especially the education system to us as college girls. We're not doing very good right now. Like something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I got to say about that, which is basically, I don't know.
All right, then. Moving on. I don't even remember what we were supposed to talk about. I planned this all out, or we planned this all out. Or...
Well, the next thing that we're going to talk about was, I guess, this new YouTube thing that they're coming out with.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, what is it? They were talking about.
So, basically, guys, our channel is probably going to get deleted because we're never commercially viable.
YouTube says it can delete your account if you're not commercially viable.
I guess that's it for us.
You know, and I know a lot of people were kind of, they were complaining about this. They're like, so what does this mean that you could basically terminate my channel at whenever you want? Like if I'm not making a certain amount of money.
That's it. Well, I feel like they're killing their own platform because I heard that one thing I heard was they're getting rid of their broadcast.
Yeah.
Feature, which they already got rid of their Hangouts feature. I don't know if anyone knows that, but we can't use Hangouts anymore when we're talking to people on our live streams.
Yeah.
So, you know, like people who are not tech savvy can't do live streams anymore, I guess, unless you use StreamYards.
Yep.
But so they got rid of Hangouts. They're getting rid of broadcast. And now I guess they are able to delete your account if you're not advertiser friendly.
Yeah. So this article from Mashable says YouTube's new terms of service has some users and content creators very worried that the company could delete their account. In the section titled Account Suspension and Termination with the subheader terminations be, I mean, we start what? Over.
What?
We start over. Terminations by YouTube for service changes. The site's new terms, which are set to take effect on December 10th. Well, that's almost here. December 10th. It's coming close.
I know.
It's like in a month from this recording. It's about a month from now. As the following, YouTube may terminate your access or your Google account's access to all or part of the service if YouTube believes in its sole discretion that provision of the service to you is no longer commercially viable. So I saw something like a tweet that they're like, well, they're kind of answering them. So what do you, how do you?
By YouTube, right?
Yeah. And they said, well, we're not saying that what to you, we're saying to us, like if we feel that this particular like, option or something in YouTube we don't feel is up to date, then mm-hmm. we can delete it or something like that.
They were very unclear about what that means though.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like to me it's kind of shooting themselves in the foot because they're like, oh, this content isn't monetizable. Like a lot of mm-hmm. stuff that we post is not monetizable.
Right.
And other like way bigger YouTubers post things and they're always demonetized because of what topics they're talking about.
Yeah.
Man, I can't talk. I think I say that at least once per episode. Man, I can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they demonetize people for not having appropriate content, even though it's basically just the wrong opinion.
Yeah.
And then now they're like, oh, well, you know, since you keep getting demonetized, I guess it's time to delete your channel.
Mm-hmm. In its most basic terms, if YouTube isn't making money off you, the company can delete your account. The platform's current terms of service do not include this language.
We don't have to read the whole thing, but what do you think about what they're doing? Do you think this is the end of YouTube?
Well, I mean, the competition out of like BitChute and Vimeo, I mean, they better up their game if they want to, you know, be like legit viable competitors. I'm not saying that they're not legit viable competitors. I'm just saying there's just YouTube, you know, has been just shooting themselves in the foot with all this bullshit they've been doing. And so all these other platforms that you can, you know, share video or stream, whatever. I mean, even Twitch can, you know, can also be that thing too.
Well, I was thinking more like Facebook because a lot of people are posting long form videos on Facebook now. And
yeah,
they have that feature on Facebook true. Where if you watch a video, then it'll like automatically go to the next video.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for getting views, even though we don't use Facebook. So I guess we're missing out.
Yeah.
And then as far as like for streaming, they have, I mean, we all already have Periscope, which is connected to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then Instagram Live. I feel like that is like probably better. Like I know a lot of bloggers and stuff who use that, who used to use Hangouts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, YouTube's basically saying, go somewhere else to do your stuff you're doing before, you know, yeah, branch
we're,
off.
We're going to make this just regular TV now. Only yeah. professional people can be on here.
Yeah. And I wonder if some people were kind of seeing that, like what is happening now with YouTube mm-hmm. when they saw like YouTube Red start, you know, when YouTube Red was like not a thing yet, but it was definitely going to become a thing. Some people are like, oh, subscriptions. Oh, that's going to be kind of weird. Premium.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then, you know, more people were doing that. Like when, you know, PewDiePie had that thing, you know, so I can't remember what the show was, but he had that YouTube Red thing and then all the controversy with him. And then he got kicked off of that. And then, you know, I mean, if PewDiePie can get kicked off of a YouTube, you know, YouTube
yeah,
Red
no,
show,
right?
It's like, well, pretty much anybody now is pretty much fair game, I guess. But yeah, it's, I mean, YouTube is basically like the original gangsta, I guess. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, in terms of like the big, cause, and I'm sure I've said this before, but YouTube used to be the, you know, you can put whatever you want on there and nobody cares, but mm-hmm. whatever, you know, there used to be, you know, cats playing on a piano and you know, the squirrel with the, you know, that thing.
Yeah.
Now it's just, you know, to actual movies and TV shows being on YouTube.
And clips of news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that everything they have been doing lately is not good
mm-hmm.
for the people who are actually on YouTube.
Yeah. And it's, you know, especially with the, like the monetization, you know, that you mentioned before, that's starting to become, well, I guess it is already a thing where, you know, like, you know, if you're a YouTube creator or, you know, you create content and YouTube's your main thing, you know, and your main source of income. Well, now they say, well, if you say, you know, certain words or you do certain things or something like that, or you're just a person they don't like, I guess, then they can demonetize your channel or video or whatever, you know? So, yeah. And it's, you know, I mean, I wish there was just, you know, I don't know how clear cut it is in terms of the monetization. I don't know, but you know, every time I try to monetize, you know, our videos.
Yeah. That's because you're not allowed to you're not allowed to swear. You're not allowed to talk about certain things.
Yeah.
So we don't even count on it.
Yeah. But I still do it anyway, because
just to see, what happens.
Just kind of, do that whole thing, whatever.
Anyway.
Yeah. So we're going to move on from that and I guess go back to politics. Kind of wish we talked about that at the beginning, but that's okay. The whole, that's all right. Sorry.
Are you dying?
I was trying to swallow this wine that I'm drinking. It was funny I said that and the wine almost went down the wrong pipe. Oh God. Oh, that burned. Whew. Anyway, this is great content for everyone to watch and listen to. Me almost choking on wine and burning. Oof.
At least you don't choke on water like I do. Remember when you ordered water with no water?
I did do that, yeah.
And then she brought us the glasses with nothing.
I mean, she did it, you know. That's why.
And
I
then
said,
she was like, "Are you sure you want no water?" And I was like, "Wait a minute. What did you say again?"
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, but that's the second time you've done that.
Mm-hmm. Remember the first time that happened, the guy was like, "What?" He's like, "What?" Anyway, so going back to, you know, presidential candidates and all that stuff, Elizabeth Warren finally unleashed, you know, after, I guess, tons of pressure.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know who exactly pressured her to do it, like her.
Every debate that she was in, they're like, "Oh, are you going to tax the middle class?" And then she would make up some bullshit answer. Hmm. Well, she finally released her healthcare plan. And it's as horrific as people thought it would be.
Yep. So here is here's the main red flag right here. $52 trillion.
You know, okay, so we were listening to Dave Smith talk about this, and I think this is the main point. Mm-hmm. Think about this. She would be spending the most any government has ever spent, ever, on just one thing.
Yeah, one government program.
One government program, as opposed to like however much any government has ever spent on anything.
Yeah. So In this article from CNBC, I'm just going to read the key points. Senator Elizabeth Warren pledges not to raise middle-class taxes to fund her Medicare for All plan. All right, well, we'll see about that. Her campaign says her plan would cost just under. So what does that mean?
Oh, that's better. It's only 51.9 trillion, not 52 trillion.
The $52 trillion, the government projects for the healthcare system over a decade. I don't know if I read that right.
That was a weird
Her campaign says her plan would cost just under the $52 trillion the government projects for the health system over a decade. Okay.
Well, basically, it's going to be like $52 trillion over 10 years. Not like that's any better, but you know what I mean.
Warren has faced more pressure to detail the cost of her health plan as she emerged as one of the Democratic frontrunners. That's kind of funny that she's kind of like that frontrunner. Mm-hmm. And yet a lot of the other candidates were like, "So what are you getting rid of private health insurance? You know, or, you know, where's this money coming from?" It's like, "Oh, it's a Republican talking point or whatever." And it's like, well, no, your fellow Democrats are asking you these questions. So
anything you don't like is a Republican talking point.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny too. It's that, okay. So right now the national debt, it's over 23 trillion right now, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. This is more than like just under double that. Cause you know, 23 trillion and you know, it's more than double. Sorry.
Well, what I don't understand is like how people can look at that and be like, yeah, this is fine. This sounds like a good plan.
Like, I'm sorry that this thing keeps coming up, but it's a legit question of, you know, where's the money going to come from? Like, what are you going to cut?
No, we're just going to tax the billionaires. Yeah, and the billionaires are going to just take that, you know? If I was a billionaire, I would have whatever legal means I can to avoid that or just leave, you know? Like, what's the point?
Yeah. And I don't know, it's...
Someone said, we're clearly going to mine the asteroid. Did you see that video about there's an asteroid that's worth like a couple trillion dollars or something like that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, so there was a video saying like, oh, this asteroid has so much like precious metal on it that... There, yeah, 700 trillion. Yeah, thank you.
Damn.
So it's 700 trillion. I mean, I guess... If like someone else pointed out when I tweeted about it, they said like, well, if there was that much gold on there, then it wouldn't be scarce and or scarce. I can't say that word. Scarce.
Yeah.
Anymore. So then the value would drop. I don't know. But just think about like, man, I lost my point. What was I saying? Anyway. Yeah. It was about mining the asteroid.
And what were they going to do exactly? Like, what was the point of doing that?
No, everybody's been making jokes. Like, we can pay for Medicare for all with that asteroid because it's $700 trillion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully it lands on Earth and then it, like, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, we can.
Except for
you want a part of this asteroid? We'll sell it for, you know, all the money we collect from when we sell the asteroid. That's what we're going to use to fund the healthcare for Medicare for all plan or whatever the fuck.
I mean, at this point, I don't know how else they're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you when you were talking before.
No, I was just, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to just say, like, you know, the whole, I don't know. It's just ridiculous that someone can just come up with $52 trillion and be like, no, we're going to tax the rich. That's how we're going to do it. Well, okay, well, what if that doesn't work?
Well, whenever they say tax the rich, it's going to trickle down to the middle class.
Yeah.
Like they're going to end up taxing the middle class. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
And whenever someone asks about that, they're like, well, you'll be paying less in premiums. Okay. So then I have a choice to pick what type of premium I have.
Right.
But I don't really have a choice how much I get taxed for my income unless I like my income.
Well, is that like something where someone kind of takes that and they go, okay, well, I'm this is a hypothetical. I don't know 100% what everyone's paying, but say someone goes, I'm going to pay either $200 in premiums, right? Like right now, I'm paying $200 in premiums right now, mm-hmm. My bad. But then if I take this Medicare for all plan under Warren, then is that going to lower to like $150 premium? If I choose the exact same plan, it's going to go down to 150, but to compensate for that, I'm going to get an extra tax on me, like whatever percentage that is. Well, 2-3%.
The problem is like if it's an income tax, I'm not sure exactly if it would be an income tax, but yeah. I would assume so. If it was an income tax, it would be based off of how much you make and not how many people are on your plan or any of that stuff. So it's basically less room to choose.
Well, it's kind of like the thing. Like with the ACA, you know, like if you don't have health insurance, you're going to get fined at the end of the year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm sure there are some good things about it, you know, about the ACA, about the, you know, pre-existing conditions or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff.
And covering people until they're 26 years old under their parents' plan if they choose to do that.
But then at the same time, there's still that cost.
Yeah. And I remember when that was implemented, like my costs went way up
mm-hmm.
as far as like premiums. And there was a lot of problems with the exchange programs.
Yeah.
In the beginning, at least.
And it's also funny too, because this is one of those things where, okay, you said you wanted government to take control of this industry. Well, here you go. Here's the government taking control of the industry, you know, because that's basically what would happen if Medicare for All, it's that, you know, Because I'm guessing Warren just wants to get rid of all insurance companies, right? Like, she wants to eliminate all of them. So anyone who works in an health insurance company, you're fucked.
Well, it'd be more like they'd probably be just contracted out from the government.
Like bought off or something?
Well, you know how like the Medicare contracts, like, so when Medicare pays for claims, they are outsourced to companies that are contracted with the government. I believe it would be similar to that.
Oh.
Yeah. So you'd have to comply with all government regulations, but there would be different companies, at least for now, because, well, the other thing I don't understand is, like, do these people not, like, they don't realize how long it would take to implement something like that? Like, just to implement ICD-10, it took them, like, years. They were like, oh, we're going to be done in 2014, and then it didn't even get implemented until way later.
Is that why that then she says that it will be spread out over over a decade, I guess?
The spending?
Because does she think that is that how long it's going to take? Like, I'm not even going to be president by the time this is done being implemented.
I don't know about that. I think the spending part is just paying for each year of, you know.
Like, God, that's just a lot of money.
The healthcare plans.
That's just a lot of money. Like $52 trillion. Yeah. Like, I can't even comprehend how much money.
I really can't comprehend that either. You know? I mean,
like, it's almost like
I wish I was a billionaire so I could comprehend some of it.
Right. But it's just like her and her team just pick the biggest number that seems decent enough. 52 trillion. Why not? Whatever. Okay, cool. That sounds nice.
Well, whatever. You know what's scary about that? That means they did the math and then it came out to be that much.
What kind of math? Fucking Common Core? Like, what kind of math are they talking about here?
I don't know. I'm not good at math, so I can't really speak on that subject.
Yeah. But,
anyway, let's stop talking about this. This is making me depressed.
Yeah. So actually.
We're going into
weird news now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
So that was the only serious thing we wanted to talk about.
Those are the only serious things.
Now we're going into our specialty. Weird news.
Yeah. So sit back, relax, and let's introduce weird news.
And now it's time.
Weird news.
Okay, that was pretty weird. That was cool though.
I like the way that sounds because it's like, and now it's time for weird news.
You sound like that guy from Red Letter Media.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird news.
Anyway.
Yeah. So now we're going to, like she said, our specialty. We're going to get into some good stuff. Can't wait. So the first thing that we are going to discuss, or at the very least, you know, talk about for 10 seconds or whatever, how long it takes. New Jersey Country Club sues waiter who dumped wine on members. $30,000, was it Hermes bag?
Hermes bag. I don't know. I've never had any of those types of things.
Man. Okay, first of all, $30,000 for a fucking bag?
I know, right?
Jesus Christ. I can't even comprehend like, what that. The fuck happened? Like I get it. You're in a country club. You feel nice and hip and rich. Hey, yeah. These are the people that Elizabeth Warren wants to tax the shit out of for her health Medicare. I can't even fucking say it.
I know. See, this bag could be paying for someone's.
I know, right? So I'm going to read a little bit of the article. They want to leave him holding the bag. Man, New York Post, they always do puns. The New Jersey Country Club that was sued by a patron after a waiter dumped red wine. That's not good. On her $30,000 Hermes handbag is turning on the butterfingered staffer who they claim in new legal papers is liable for the flow. It's a $30,000 fucking handbag. I'm sure you can afford a new one.
Well, the thing that I think is really sad is like this poor waitress or whatever probably accidentally spilled some wine on the purse.
I know.
And now they're suing her. You know how scary that would be?
Yeah.
That would be
because
like,
these people have money.
Yeah, they have money for an attorney. This is probably like nothing. I mean, it's like if you have money to pay an attorney to sue them,
right. Why
don't you just buy another bag?
I don't know. Or to make it even more sad, maybe this person was saving up all her money because, you know,
money to buy a
bag. Yeah, she was like, man, I really want this fucking bag, but I'm only working a $12 an hour job, whatever the fuck.
And then she spends 30 years saving up money to buy a stupid bed.
And this is the only one I have. I'm suing you for a new one.
But then why is she a patron of the country club then?
Maybe she's...
Because country clubs are expensive. It's probably like at least $5,000-$10,000.
Maybe she's
to
going
join.
Out with someone who's a member there.
Well, then get him to buy the bag.
You know, sucking his dick. He's like, pretty good. Okay. Dick, pretty good dick sucker. I'll make you a nice member of the page of the country club. Anyway, Alpine Country Club member, whoever, sued the establishment in October following repeated out-of-court efforts to get the club to correct the issue. What?
You know, if you don't pronounce people's names, that's racist. I saw that in another article.
Well, what if someone's just listening to this and they hear their name come out? And like, I don't want my name be told. Well, I guess you're in an article, so I guess you're kind of like...
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You know, whatever. Let me see. Where was I at? Oh, which she says left her discontinued. Oh, that's why, because her fucking pink Hermes Kelly bag was discontinued and ruined beyond repair. So she's like, what the fuck, yo? Why'd you spill? Why couldn't she get it? Can't you get it dry clean? Or is that like impossible?
I don't think that's possible with red wine, but yeah. I don't know. I just think that the whole situation is dumb.
Man. Yeah, that waiter, I don't know. I feel bad for that waiter because just doing their job and, you know. And then maybe they tripped over their foot or they hit a, you know.
So basically, I shouldn't become a waitress.
No, that's a very bad idea.
Especially not at a country club.
Nope.
Because I'm going to get sued.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be the one to spill the wine.
But yeah, anyway, let me have some more of my wine. Hold on a second.
I think you're enjoying it after you were choking on it. Okay, that sounds so wrong.
All right. Okay, so the next thing that we're going to talk about. Oh, my God. Okay. Is this the next thing? Yeah, it is. Okay. Oh my God. Louisiana man rode electric cart from bar to bar. So this person was bar hopping, but they were riding an electric cart.
Electric shopping cart, because what they were trying to do is avoid getting a DUI.
I wasn't driving a car. I was driving a shopping cart. Come on. I'm not drinking and driving. I was on the side of the road. Come on. I wasn't doing anything bad. Shit. A Louisiana man, this is not Florida man. Louisiana man taking over.
I know, right?
I mean, I guess they're like kind of in the same area, right?
Maybe he...
That Gulf of Mexico water is fucking, like, I don't know.
Tainted?
Yeah.
So does that mean Houston is also involved?
I mean, it is humid down there.
I did hear a story a couple years ago about someone from Houston proposed to their girlfriend on a highway in Houston. And being in Houston.
In the middle of the highway?
Yeah, in the middle of the highway.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
And then people were like stopping. Yeah, congratulations.
Why is the traffic so bad?
What's
today?
Going on? Oh, someone's getting married up there. They're
on the
road. They proposed. Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Has avoided a driving. Wait. A Louisiana man has avoided a driving? The fuck, Associated Press? A Louisiana man has avoided...
No, it's a driving while intoxicated charge.
Oh, sorry.
Not a
a driving. Come on. By operating an electric-powered shopping cart to get from one bar to another. Huh.
So he was actually arrested anyway for unauthorized use of a movable. I don't even know what that means. What's a movable? A movable? Does that mean anything with
unauthorized,
that moves?
I guess. So what if you're like flying on a dragon or something?
What?
Is that considered an unauthorized use of a movable?
Are you thinking of Morgan?
What?
Morgan as a wizard? You know, because she would probably be flying on a dragon.
Oh, I guess. I mean.
That's the only person I know who would be dragon on a flying? Flying on a dragon.
How much of that wine have you had today?
Not that much.
Oh, jeez.
You're drinking more than I have.
That's true. Williams was arrested, nevertheless. It's unclear whether he had an attorney to speak for him. Oh, okay, cool. That's great. Good for him.
So that's like a one up on Florida Man.
Well, yeah. Louisiana Man doing a good job there.
Actually, I think the next story is Florida Man, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, let's find out.
Spoke too soon.
Well, you know, once you think Louisiana Man is, you know, just kind of getting his face out there, Florida Man's like, yeah, well, guess what? Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Florida Man driving 90 in a 55 zone needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife.
Oh, it also mentions down here that he also had some crack on him.
A motorist driving recklessly may have gotten himself into trouble at home by confessing to a legal offense. It's like how he's like, yeah. Police also allege that Pickard had more than 2 grams of crack cocaine when he was busted over the weekend. He spontaneously confessed he just purchased the rocks for $50, not wedding rocks, snorting rocks.
I don't even know what that means.
Then finally buttoned up after arresting officers told him he had the right to remain silent. There was no indication of intoxication. He posted bond and will be in court next month.
I mean, that sounds pretty on par for Florida Man.
Yep. I mean, he just needed to get home because, you know, he was cheating on his wife. Kind of, you know.
55-year-old wife asked the... Wow. So his wife asked them to drop the charges for domestic battery in March. So he's been arrested before.
Oh, so this isn't his first rodeo.
What does domestic battery mean again?
I think it's like, obviously in the home, some kind of physical assault or whatever.
It's a battery in the home.
Like you're using an actual like AA battery and you're throwing it at your wife or husband or whatever. Domestic battery. There you go.
No, actually, for real, what does it mean?
You use them like those, you know, those big like car batteries. You're just bashing someone. Oh, come on.
Now I have to look it up. Now I feel dumb.
Well, it's like, you know, domestic assault, domestic battery. Maybe one. Oh,
beating up his wife.
Maybe. Okay. Oh, is that what battery means?
I don't know. But people in the chat have been really nice to me and they're answering all my questions.
Yeah. Well, because I guess.
So he sounds like a terrible person.
So assault just means you're beating up anybody?
No, but domestically. That would be your wife or your kids.
So then what? So domestic battery is beating up your wife, though.
Yeah.
But that would be the same thing as domestic assault, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, assault can be verbal, but battery is physical. Oh, okay. Damn, this motherfucker's just hitting up on us. Hey, actually, you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Well, I know what I'm talking about. Let me answer your questions.
Well, is that wrong, though?
No, I'm just saying.
Anyway. I forgot what I was going to say about that.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like this guy is terrible because he's beat up his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now he said that he's cheating on her. And he's doing drugs and speeding almost double the speed limit.
Well, you got to get home, snort that crack, fuck 2 women the same day. I mean, come on. What are you going to do? Okay. So the next thing. We're still on weird news because this is the best part, I think, of all of it, in my opinion.
Oh, this one? Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not just talking about this particular story. I'm just being weird news in general.
Yeah.
Because it's always the most fun. We always get a kick out of it because, you know.
Because.
Talk about the serious stuff at the beginning, then, you know, go, we get.
Well, the problem is whenever we talk about serious stuff, people are like, man, these two fucking idiots trying to talk about serious stuff.
That is true.
And then, but then when we talk about this kind of thing, it's like, oh, here's like the. Low-hanging fruit that no one else wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even talk. Like, did you hear me trying to talk? I can't even talk.
That's why people like us, because we can't talk. We're awkward.
This is why I tweet, because I can't talk in real life.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, manhunt is on after 2 homeless men were struck with an arrow in a San Francisco Bay Park by an archer on a purple bike. Jesus Christ. This fucking headline's long as shit. God damn. Anyway, 2 men were struck by arrows fired from a weapon in Richmond. Police in San Francisco Bay Area say the attacker is known to the victims. The men were taken to a hospital where one of them underwent surgery. Authorities say the suspect is a black man. Oh, how dare you. In his 20s, who is 5'6" tall. I can't believe they said he's a black man. Why didn't they say he's a man? Come on. What do you got about race in this? Come on.
I know, right? This is 2019. Anyway. I don't know. I just, so he was an archer, right?
Mm-hmm.
was that guy also homeless, shooting another homeless person, or was he just so tired of the homelessness that he's like, well, fuck this, I'm just gonna take care of the problem myself?
I don't know. Maybe, you know, he was trying to be Robin Hood. He's like, see, watch my bow and arrow skills.
I thought Robin Hood robbed from the rich to the poor or something like that.
Yeah, robbed from the rich, gave to the poor.
Not killing homeless people.
Well, what are you going to do? It's Robin Hood
2, I don't know, 2. Move? 0.
Yeah. It's a new version of Robin Hood. It's the rated R version, like the NC-17 version. I kill motherfuckers.
Yeah, there's something weird going on in San Francisco, though.
Yeah.
Or just California in general, like most of the cities anyway. Southern California. Can we just limit it to that? I don't know. Because some people, whenever I say something like that, people from California are like, wait, not my city, though. We're fine. Just San Francisco and LA.
So what, not like, where's San Diego at?
It's around that area.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, like we don't hear headlines from San Diego, though.
Yeah. She said one victim was also hit in the leg. Both men were taken to the hospital where one underwent surgery. And they're alive. That's good.
Don't we need some common sense
bow and arrow control?
Yeah.
I think we need some common sense sentence structure control.
Yeah, you're right.
Speak.
You gonna teach me how to speak?
I eat bread. Okay.
You do?
Yeah. But if you want to speak it in Japanese, I bread eat.
No, that's only that's the grammar, but that's not how you would say it.
Oh, it's not I bread eat. I, and then the direct object, and then what I do with that direct object.
Yeah, but then what you do. Okay, never mind.
Oh my God. Are you all right?
No.
All right. So a couple more, and
then we'll get out of your way.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, so this one's not good at all.
I haven't watched this one yet. So.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't.
Oh, good. We'll both be scarred for life. A bucket of his diarrhea. It was liquid, hot liquid. It's something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting.
Again, what the fuck is going on?
A woman who was attacked in L.A. by a homeless man.
Year, the NBC4i team has been tracking crimes where the suspects are homeless. Tonight, we have learned those incidents are skyrocketing. Investigative reporter Joel Grover reports on the growing threat linked to the untreated mental illness and drug addiction on LA's streets of shame.
Keep your eye on the woman walking out of this.
Did you just say streets of shame?
No.
Oh, shame. Oh, okay.
Not everything's about you.
Oh.
A homeless man approaches and suddenly smacks God. Him in the head.
Jesus Christ.
Thousands of crimes a year.
That motherfucker missed.
The suspects are homeless and in many cases suffering from mental illness or substance abuse.
The fuck? Sorry, I know it's terrible. I shouldn't laugh at that.
Not.
Van Tassel was walking to her car near Hollywood's Walk of Fame when, according to police and court records, a transient with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders dumped feces all over her.
Jeez.
A bit of his diarrhea. It was liquid. Ugh. Hot liquid. I was
that is what diarrhea is.
And I couldn't see. It was coming off of my eyelashes.
Oh.
Into my eye.
Oh, that's.
I hope she had some eyelash extensions so it would, like, you know, really shield her eyes from that.
That is just.
Can you imagine having someone, a random person's diarrhea all over your face?
Like,
paramedics rushed her to the hospital, and she now needs to be tested for infectious diseases every 3 months.
That's terrible.
Something I won't ever forget. It was disgusting.
For over a year, the I-team has been reporting on crimes where the suspects are homeless, like this guy arrested for setting fire to chairs at a downtown steakhouse. And this homeless man pushing someone in front of a truck.
Oh my God.
More than 6,000 of these reported crimes in LA.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny.
I'm not laughing. I'm just like,
oh yeah?
That's terrible.
Crimes was up more than 50%. And now we've learned the numbers are on track to climb even higher this year. We found case after case where the suspects suffer from mental illness or methamphetamine abuse.
Hmm.
Meth use has been.
Jeez, man, that's like
a really good reason not to move. And
you know what's
California.
Funny though? You know what's funny is that, you know, they do all this stuff, and you know, because they're saying that the crime rate keeps going up, mm-hmm. you know, with especially with these type of attacks. But what's the governor going to do? What's he doing about it? Is he just like watching it happen?
I don't know. Didn't they give them free needles or like clean needles to?
Yeah.
So and that, then that I guess woman, that's what they're doing about it.
And then
it.
That woman having to be tested for if like it was every 3 months or so.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, can you imagine you can having get, to get like that?
Some serious because diseases some, from
because that. Some dumb fuck just threw his diarrhea on you. Like, what the fuck? That's like
it's not funny, but it sounds
that is just and then she was talking about like, what, like it was like dripping off her eyelashes or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god, man. The fuck is going on in there? The fuck happened to LA?
I think we should like, build a wall. Around California.
I mean, why not? You know. Jeez, I don't know.
But I mean, like the police are really taking care of things that really matter, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is true.
I haven't seen this one either, actually. Even though this has been shared all over the place.
Oh.
So this should be good.
Okay. So. Yeah, they're really getting down on the real issues here. Dude gets harassed and detained by a cop for eating a sandwich.
I haven't seen this yet.
Bro, they're not gonna go.
You are detained and you're not free to go.
That's part of that. No, bro, you come up here and fuck with me. You singled me out of all these people.
You're eating.
Bro, so what?
It's against the law.
Oh, what?
A violation of California law to eat? Like, where is he? Is he like?
He's in front of a train station, so apparently that was the problem.
And you can't eat there? No. When did that become a law?
But you can shit there, though.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You can have one, it can go in the mouth. That's not allowed. But going out of your ass, allowed.
Hey, dude, you please let my backpack go. Are you
going
to cooperate? Yeah, we're... Are you cooperating with what's going on?
You're going to jail.
I'm not going to jail for eating a fucking sandwich.
Sorry, bro.
I'm not resisting arrest. I've done nothing wrong. Let my bag go.
Just what?
Let my bag go.
Is he getting backup?
Bro, what is this nigga doing here? Let my bag go. Bro, bring him up here then.
Stop.
Yeah,
I mean, that is a good point. I mean, why sell food if we can't eat it? What are we just supposed to hold in our hand?
No, you're supposed to hide it in your bag like you're going to the movie theater.
Hey, that sandwich is $5. Well, no, actually, it's California. That sandwich is $20. Yeah. You need to put it in your bag. You can't eat it. What? I just bought it. I'm hungry. Sorry. You're going to have to wait.
And does it not say on... There's no signs here that mark that you can't eat on the platform. Where
he's not on the train.
You can't eat on the platform.
I don't understand the problem.
Yeah.
Where is there a sign up here? Sir, excuse me. Where is a sign up here that says that we can't eat on the platform? We know that we can't eat on the train.
People come up here and eat every fucking day. Drink the coffee and all that shit. That's my bad. Go, bro. You ain't got no, bro. You ain't got no, bro. You ain't got no reasonable cause for fucking me. Bro, let go of my bag.
You are detained and you're not free to go.
I'm not detained. You're going to have nothing to do. I've done nothing wrong. You are detained.
You know.
For what?
Jail,
for what?
This ain't for what? For eating. It's illegal. Fucking violation of California law.
I've already said that.
Violation of California law.
I'm kind of surprised that it didn't escalate past this, you know, because usually when you see these cop videos, it.
Yeah.
But he seems pretty like just grabbing his bag.
Good morning, bro. Watch out.
Just trying to go to work. Just trying to go to work, eating a sandwich at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So it was a breakfast sandwich, is what you're saying?
It kind of looks, yeah.
You're going to be late to work now.
Yeah, no, right.
I asked you for ID.
You don't need my ID. I've done nothing wrong. Dude.
It's just dumb, though, that like this is like, you know.
This is the issue?
Yeah, like this is the issue that this cop is trying to enforce or whatever. And then there's like, you know, like we just saw with the previous video, people getting thrown into a fucking highway or, you know, into the traffic, almost dying.
Well,
and then
someone
getting punched in the face.
Someone pointed out that, like, okay, well, this guy is only assigned to this area, so obviously he's not going to be enforcing the rules in other areas. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like you probably have bigger problems, so maybe put your police over in that section, not
right.
policing if people can eat on the platform.
Yeah. And you know what though? Like, okay, just to, you know, do the whole, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like, what if these people obviously didn't know? Well, I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. Who knows? But they didn't know, according to the video, they didn't know that eating on that platform was against the law,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why they're saying, well, where are there? I mean, if there were signs saying we can't eat, then we wouldn't have ate here. If there were signs saying, hey, you might get arrested or there'd be a, whatever, some kind of consequence yeah. or some dumb shit. But it's like, you're basically enforcing a law that maybe five people know about or something like that, you know?
Yeah. So at least we'll have signs about it. Or if you warn people, don't detain them or get their information just for eating.
Yeah.
You know, just be like, hey, you're not allowed to do that. So, you know, put that away or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I guess that could have escalated where they could say like, hey, you're not allowed to eat there. So can you put that away? And then they were like, no. And then, mm-hmm. then I guess it could have got to that point, but still. This is what we're worried about.
Yeah.
Eating sandwiches on the platform.
I know, right?
People got to go to work, man.
You know, and
just eating breakfast.
Like, is this the progressive liberal state that they all like?
Well, that's the thing. They all vote for all these weird things to happen, you know, yeah. even if they don't know if they actually are voting for that, you know.
Yeah.
They keep voting for more government control, is what I'm trying to say. And then they have all these problems and wonder why.
I can't believe I was able. Why is it like this? Well, you guys voted for it. I didn't vote for this shit. Well, it was voted in. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with all the rent control stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it there.
We'll wrap it there.
We'll wrap it there. I'm gonna put a little bow.
It's not Christmas yet.
Oh. It's almost Thanksgiving. Right.
So we'll cook it there.
Yep. All right. So we're going to end it. And we'll just, we'll see what happens for when we come on here next time.
Every time you say, well, we're going to end it, sounds like we're going to commit suicide or something.
All right, everyone. We'll see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Now you know what's happening. Thanks for listening. If you want to support the show, go to hapasupremacy.com and follow our social media. Have a great day.